Turn this morning with me to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. We're talking about genuine mothers today, and we will celebrate Mother's Day. And for all you mothers, after service, as you go out, we have something special for you. But right now, I want you to all stand, all the mothers stand, and I want to have a special prayer for you. Would you stand, all the mothers? Man, we got a room full of them. Guys, do not start anything. Okay. Let us pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for these moms that are here today. Lord, with their children, some of them, their children are not here, and some moms have gone home that their children are here. But Lord, we thank you for mothers. So much in the Bible is said about mothers, and we thank you for those godly moms that guide our lives each and every day. Lord, I thank you that you've led these to come today. Lord, that you made to speak to their hearts. And Lord, that not only you might be glorified by their life, Lord, but we want to praise them for the things that we have today and the homes that we have. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Thank you for coming on a beautiful day. Today is Mother's Day, and the Bible speaks many places in the Bible, but one here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, so much, such a great passage of Scripture. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, and without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So many books are written today on how the home should go and how the roles of mothers and roles of fathers in the Bible. Well, I'm going to talk to the mothers today because this is Mother's Day. It's a very special day. Men, we'll get you later on. But let me just say this. Men, you have a great responsibility. And your wife is not supposed to just raise your children and you do nothing, okay? But today we're going to talk about the role of moms, or role of mothers in our life. Paul says to Timothy, when I call to remember the King James, I believe, says the unfringed faith. It's really a genuine faith that is in you, Timothy. He says, I see that genuine faith started, and I was talking to my wife this week on the back porch. We were sitting, and I said, listen, Paul mentions the grandmother first and then his mother. You see, I believe he mentions the grandmother first because the grandmother had taught Eunice, his mother, about Jesus Christ. And they passed that on to Timothy. What a job that they did. You see, it's a wonderful life to have a godly, genuine godly Christian mother that will tell you about Jesus Christ, and a grandmother. I love my grandmother. I tell you, she raised us a lot while Mom was in school and going to school and getting her degrees out of Stephen F. Austin. I remember Mother teaching every day, and Grandmother sit with us and talk with us. But she told us the stories about Jesus. Never was there a time that I can recall that Grandmother fed us at the table without making us pray and saying, listen, before we eat, we're going to say a prayer. And that is so genuine. It was so genuine and real in her life, for she knew the Lord. She loved the Lord. I told many people, when she was just 13, her mother and dad died down in Laredo, and Texas wasn't very established then. And she took a wagon train and came, a wagon, and came all the way to the great city of Recklaw, where there she found Mr. Leon White, a businessman there, a young businessman, and they established a home there. They got married, but she left the Laredo at 13 with a brother, a little brother, and a little sister, and she brought them with her. And I thought, how in the world she made that kind of trip? Just three young children. But it was because, like she said, God was on her side. And you know, she relied on God all through her life. Grandmother relied on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know, we see in this passage of Scripture, when Paul says Lois and Eunice, he's persuaded that it's in Timothy because of their genuine faith in Christ Jesus. You see, the Christian mother should be a leader, I believe, in worship. If you're going to be a mother in church and a Christian mother, you ought to be, I believe, in church with your children, worshiping God. She's not only a leader in worship in her home, but she's a leader in the Christian ideas in that home. And not only is she a leader in the Christian ideas, she's a leader in the Christian graces in that home. You see, the Christian mother should be a teacher of those Christian ideas. You know, what Christian ideas we talk about? We're talking about salvation. I'm talking about salvation. I remember a grandmother sitting us down and teaching us the plan of salvation. You know, I don't know if you had a mother that would sit down and teach you the Bible or not, or her grandmother, but Grandma White was that type of person. I can remember at night sitting there in the living room in the old house. We didn't have much furniture. She didn't have much furniture, but she was happy in Christ Jesus. And she would sit the grandkids around, and oh, there was enough of them. But she would sit there and tell us about Jesus Christ. She would sit there and tell us about the Roman road, you know, for God so loved the world. And I was thinking, yes, He does, Mama. And that, you know, all of those things about sin, she taught us. And there was not a day go by. If we said an ugly word, boy, we got a whooping. I tell you what, she was strict on saying things. You didn't even say something that we get by with nowadays. Everybody says it. But boy, I tell you what, you could just breathe the wrong way and Mama would tell you about it. I tell you, she was a godly Christian, example of the godly Christian, a grandmother. And my mother, if you knew her, you would know that she followed the same example. I cannot think of a time that Mother and Dad didn't pray for their children and bring us up in church. Now, we went to in Recklaw, there's about four churches. There was Assembly of God, there was the Church of Christ, there was the Methodist, and there was the Baptist. And sometimes I was confused, you know. We went to all of them. We had friends over at Assembly of God, and when they had a revival, man, we would make it. In a town like Recklaw, there's only 125 people, and if you're going to have a revival, you had to have a crowd. If you're going to have a crowd, everybody helped everybody out, and you just went to one church or other. Now, we were Methodist for a while. I was saved in the Baptist church, but you know what? We loved the Lord in that little town. I was telling somebody today, you know, if everybody in today loved the Lord, there wouldn't be no crime, because Jesus takes care of it. Amen? Everybody in that little town, somebody said, you know, we never had anything stolen from our house. We left it open all the time. Nobody bothered anything because, you know, we all knew each other. Everybody knew nobody had anything worth having. So why steal it? You know, but our folks, my folks, my mother and my grandmother, they were leaders in the worship of genuine faith. In 2nd and 3rd chapter, verse 15, Paul relates how Timothy has known the Scriptures from a child. Now, if you ask yourself, how did he know them from a child? You've got to realize he knew them because his grandmother and mother had sat down and taught him those Scriptures. I remember hearing the story of David and Goliath when I was a kid. And boy, that was an interesting story. My grandmother was a storyteller. She could tell stories. She'd tell Christian stories. She could tell ghost stories. She was just a good storyteller. She was a good grandmother. And she raised us. Most of the time, we spent the night at her house because mother and dad were working so much. But in the early days, she told us about Jesus Christ and his love for the world. And you know what? He still loves you today. And if you're a mother here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you, that's the greatest thing you can do in life is trust Christ as your Lord and Savior and live for him all the days of your life. Give to him. You know, she passed away back, I think, in 92. And I can still recall her words many times, the things that she said. Matter of fact, I was working on some words of wisdom to speak to the graduating class next week at Baccalaureate, and I thought about what grandmother said about the words of wisdom. And she's been dead since about 92. Folks, let me tell you something. You remember a godly woman in your life. You remember your godly parents in your life. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And praise God for mothers who lead out in Christianity in their homes today. And if you're here today, I pray that you're leading your children towards Christ. I pray that you live for Christ every day in your life. And if not, why not start today? Oh, that would be one of the greatest gifts you could have of all time. God offers you the gift of salvation. I'll tell you something. Our mothers are leaders in worship. And I pray that you're leading your family in worship. You're leading your kids in worship. It's so good to see these kids come in that know Jesus Christ and are saved, baptized. They've heard it from birth. And, you know, it's so good to see families in church. Not only dad and mother's a teacher, I said, of the Christian ideas. Now, one of the greatest problems today, we have a breakdown in the homes. The most single important ingredient in a home is Christ. And today we see a breakdown in our homes where we have left Jesus Christ out. And our homes are not being Christian anymore, and there's no love in our homes anymore. That word love is used so vaguely today, we don't even know what it really stands for, do we? But oh, God does. And what he meant by Christian love is taught throughout the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says, love is very patient. Love is very kind. I pray today, you mothers out here and daughters of these mothers and children, that you have the love of God in your life. It says it's never jealous, never envious, never boastful. Acts 16:1, Timothy, I believe his father teaches there, was an unbeliever. Praise God, somebody stood for Christ in that home that brought him around, that he could be used. And there are Christian ideas that a Christian mother teaches. And Lois and Eunice had taught them from the birth. So Christian children grow up. They know the Lord, and they live in homes with the Lord. Today we don't see that, do we? All we hear today is fussing and fighting and cursing and things like that. And our homes become a battlefield, and divorce rate is high. You know, but when you pray together and you love Christ together, you know, that's what you need in your life. You know, my grandmother taught me the story of the three bears. Y'all ever heard of that? Three bears. There's so much fussing today that it would kind of go like this. The papa bear comes in and says, "Somebody ate up all my soup." And the baby bear would say, "That's nothing. My soup is gone too." And the mother bear would say, "Gripe, gripe, gripe. Shut up. I haven't even poured it yet." I can see my grandmother saying something like that. She could tell those stories. But you know what? A Christian home is not like that, is it? A Christian home has the graces of God in their life. And we need that love back in our homes today. Well, another idea that a Christian mother teaches is discipline. Now, I've told you about discipline before. Some of you might have been absent. My mother didn't believe in sitting you down in the corner somewhere. If you did, it was after a good whipping. Now, she was a little red-headed lady. And today she stands about right here. But man, she was all powerful back in those days. I tell you what, you could get her riled up. I've been whipped with a switch. I've been whipped with a rubber hose. I've been whipped with a leather strap. And I've been whipped with a ruler many times. She was my teacher in the second and third grade. And I got a whipping every day. I said, "Mother, what did I do wrong today?" And she says, "That was just because." But she loved her children, but we were disciplined in the home. You said, "Yes, ma'am." You said, "No, ma'am." You said, "Thank you." I hear kids today say, "Yep." "Uh-huh. What do you want?" And man, I'm thinking, you need a belt. You need a belt. The corner's not working. But you know what? Not only did she whip us, I knew one thing about it. When Daddy got home, I was getting around too. And buddy, I just didn't want to mistreat my mother. I said, "Yes, sir," because I feared that little lady. I feared what she could do, what she had. But you know, she taught discipline. And you know what? I still say, "Yes, ma'am," and "No, ma'am." I said to my man one day, coming in our office, "Mr. Cash," it was. "Mr. Cash here today?" "I still called you Mr." He said, "Just call me Willis." But I said, "No, my dad taught me to say Mr. and Mrs. And that is so indwelt in my life. I don't know about yours, but when somebody, excuse me, Mr. Willis, older than I am, and most of the time even younger than I am, I say, "Yes, sir," and "No, sir, ma'am." It's because that was taught. And that is something we have lost in our families today. I believe we need that back in our life. I believe it was Billy Graham. I read in one of Billy Graham's books somewhere about his raising. He said his mother always kept a razor strap in the kitchen. And above it was these words, "I need thee every hour." That's a good motto, isn't it? When discipline is taught again in the homes, we'll see respect. We'll see love. And you know, no matter what it says, what people tell you, those children will respect you as parents. Those children will respect other people. I don't want people to die and go to hell. I don't want to see people hurt in life. You know, I believe it's because we were taught those Christian graces at a young age. You can't go wrong by teaching your children about Jesus. And you can't go wrong about teaching the Christian ideas in your family. You can't go wrong in your life if you leave your children with the love of God, because that love flows to other people. And you don't want to hurt people. You don't want to do damage to anyone. You don't want to steal. You know, you're not going to have to worry about me stealing anything from you, because I know that's wrong. It was taught in our life by a godly Christian mother. And I hope you're teaching those same ideas to your child today. You can't do wrong by doing that in your life. And the ideal of respect needs to be taught in our homes. It's not going to be taught at school anymore, but you can teach it in your home. Well, listen to Ephesians chapter 6. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Why do we have a problem with discipline? It's because we're not teaching it in the home. And children are not being taught to respect other people. We need that taught again today. If you want to have a godly Christian home, teach the ideas of the Bible. You can't go wrong with it. You know, as I read the Bible and I've heard people talk about it, you can't go wrong. Some people say, "Well, I don't believe the Bible." Well, I do. I believe it's God's Word. I believe it's true. I believe everything in it from front to back. It's been a blessing in my life. It's been a help in my family. I've never, you know, hurt anybody. I've never done anything to harm anybody. And because of the love of God, when I die, I'm going to heaven. And you know what? I want you to go to. I want you to be there. But you won't be there unless you trust Christ. The Bible says He's the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way except through Jesus Christ. You must trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Well, thank the Lord for a mother that set an example about Christianity. Thank the Lord for a grandmother who set the example for a Christian home. And thank the Lord for a mother who set an example for the Christian graces. The Christian graces, I thank God for my mother being a Christian. I was thinking a while ago, well, y'all were standing. This is the first time in many, many, many years that I didn't call mother. I can't call her because she really don't know who I am anymore. She wouldn't know me if I called her and said, I have to go down there. But you know what? I thank God for the Christian graces. And I saw that in her life. And I thank God that she had a Bible in her hand. And I thank God that she made sure it was taught to her children, not only at home, but in church. And I thank God for a mother who prayed daily for us. Is that the mother you are? If not, I think you ought to be. I think you ought to pray daily for your children. I think you ought to read the Bible to them. I think you ought to tell them the stories about Christ. I think you ought to take them to church and be with them in church. Make sure they get that Christian teaching that they need. Today in our homes, you'll not have a hunger for the Bible. It's a shame. But you know, Amos says this. Amos 8:11 says, "Behold, the day has come, saith the Lord your God, and I will send a famine in your land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord, and they shall not find it." He's saying because of a falling away from the word of God, there's a famine in the land. Let me tell you something. We are in that day. We are in that time. You look at what's going on in our world. You look at what's going on in the United States. And folks, there's a famine in the land. And people run to and fro, and they can't find God. They're so far away in their wild ideas that they're not listening to what the Bible says. Parents, our children can't live on expensive clothes and fancy cars. If you want to give them something they can live on, give them God's word. I was a teenager once. I said, "Mom, Dad, when am I going to get my car?" Dad looked at me and said, "When you work for it." It took me 3 years of hauling tomatoes to get a motorcycle. Boy, I tell you what, you don't make much in a quarter a day. But let me tell you, that was something precious to me. I took care of it, and I enjoyed it because I worked hard for it. We don't find that in homes today. I love the Lord with all my heart because He first loved me. We need examples in our homes of the Christian graces of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank God for a home that taught us to pray. I've told my church this many times, and you may be visiting with us today, so I'll tell it again. I walked in one morning. We lived right up the road from Mother and Dad. I walked in one morning a little early for breakfast or coffee. I'd go down and have coffee with him. Mother would always want to fix breakfast. But he was sitting there at the table praying. And I just waited patiently. I knew not to interrupt. And I said, "Mother, what's he praying for?" She says, "He prays every day for you kids. Every day." We didn't have a chance, did we? You know, I thought sometimes my mother was the meanest woman in the world. She made me go to church. She made me sit in Sunday school class. She made me say, "Yes, ma'am." She made me say, "No, ma'am." She made me go to bed at a certain time. She made us say prayers before we ate, or we would get a whipping right then. You know, I thought, yes, she was the meanest woman in the town. But as I grew older, I found out that she was the sweetest woman in town. And I love her so much. I love her so much for being the mother. The godly mother, a genuine mother. And that's what Paul says here. "Timothy, when I call to remember the genuine faith in your grandmother Lois and mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded, Timothy, it's in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up that gift of God which is in you through the laying on the hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Today is Mother's Day. We can say thank you to a mother that's raised us with a genuine Christian faith, genuine Christian ideas, and a genuine Christian grace. If you're here today and you're a mother or you're a father and you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, He died for you. He did it all for you. He loves you so much. On the cross, He shed His blood for you that you could have eternal life. It's a gift of God. All you have to do is simply say, I believe that. I believe that I'm a sinner, and I believe that Christ died for me. I believe He rose again on the third day, and you know what? One day, just like He said, He's coming back. I believe that. If I live long enough, I'll see Him come back because He says, I'm coming back. If I die, I'm going to be with Him in the Spirit, forever to be with our Lord. Now, He offers that to you. I was sitting here thinking a while ago, yes, I haven't called Mother. Her mind's not good anymore. She wouldn't remember me, but one day, and it won't be long, God's going to call her home, and she's going to have a clear mind again. And we're going to know and speak and sing praises. Brother Bob talked about hell the other night, and if you don't know Christ, you go to hell, all you're going to be is angry. But amen, when you go to heaven, all you want to do is shout joy to God for the love of God that He's given us on the cross, that we can have in our life if we'll just accept Him as our Lord and Savior. So if you don't know Him this morning, would you come and receive Him as your Lord and Savior? All you have to do is step out and come to the front and say, listen, preacher, I believe that Christ died for me, and I want Him to come into my life. And let me tell you something, He will. He'll come in the moment you ask Him to, and He'll change your life. And you'll leave here shouting glory to God in the highest. If you're here and you know Christ, then you pray for somebody that doesn't know Christ. And you pray for yourself that you might be revived in your life. And if you're here and you're looking for a church home, then would you come? Whatever decision God leads you to make, would you make that today? What a great day it'll be. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your love. We thank You, Lord, for the grace of God. We thank You, Lord, for these that are here. Lord, speak to our hearts and let us make those decisions that need to be made. In Jesus' name, amen.